Hundreds of Shiites were marching toward a mosque when a bomb killed a number of people and injured many more in Qaniquin, northeast of Baghdad. In the nearby town of Mandalay, a suicide bomber blew himself up at the gate of a Shiite mosque, and gunmen ambushed a bus carrying Shiite pilgrims to a mosque in Baghdad. This witness says the attack hit a minibus as it passed through the Dora neighborhood near a gas station. Two carloads of armed men drove by the bus and opened fire. This year's Ashura ceremony takes place at a time of heightened sectarian tension between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Thousands of Iraqi soldiers and police are deployed to protect nearly 2 million Shiite Muslim pilgrims observing Ashura in the city of Karbala. Tens of thousands have died in a cycle of attack and revenge shootings and bombings since a bomb wrecked a key Shiite mosque in Samarra last February. Ashura is one of the holiest times on the Shiite calendar, and it recalls the death of Imam al-Hussein. He was the Prophet Muhammad's grandson and died in battle in AD 680 near Karbala. His death cemented the split in Islam between Shiite and Sunni Muslims. Observances include processions and ceremonies, including self-flagellation, in a show of grief to mark Hussein's death in battle. There were also observances in one of Baghdad's Shiite neighborhoods, where men dressed in white beat drums as they walked in processions through the streets. The ceremonies also include reciting religious texts. Meanwhile, Iraqi officials say the leader of an Islamic cult that was plotting to assassinate senior Shiite clerics during Ashura died Sunday in fighting near Najaf. Cult members included heavily armed Muslims from both the Sunni and Shiite branches of Islam. An Iraqi spokesman said more than 200 militants died in Sunday's fighting. More than 100 were captured. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。